is no Pacific Bridge infrastructure fund in place as such, and this is causing huge problems for ourselves. Today now, obviously, you have the photos there of the Owen Carroll River there, just outside the Christie, and the bridge there was tumbled there 2 weeks ago now. Unfortunately, a vehicle slid into due to snow that was there 2 weeks ago. But the problem is that wall is tumbled now. That wall will be fixed, obviously, eventually. I'm on to the council about it. They're on to the National Roads Department, or the TAA. And as soon as possible, we want to get it fixed. We have to get it fixed for safety as well as everything else. We have to get it fixed. But the reality is, here, getting it fixed yourself is going to be a whole fighting match to get money for it. I was told this week there, Monday of this week alone, we had a conversation about it. And the latest update is the Marv McKayla is going to get a structural engineer to come out now in the coming days or coming weeks to sort it out. Hopefully, the side of Christmas, he or she will be there this side of Christmas to do a survey on it. Following on from that then, whatever they recommend then, as well as building it, there may be other things required too. Money will have to be found then for that then. Obviously, we'll be pushing the Kale to get that money. But my point is, there's many, many bridges at the moment all around the Glenties MD. There's a bridge as well, which is quite problematic as such, although there's nothing tumbled, but it's weakened as such. It's down below Castle there and Crystal there as well, lack of bridge. There's bridge problems on into West Donegal and to Glasshow, Corn Sport, on back into Glenties, the end of the line as such for us here in the Glenties MD. And the same problems applying the whole time. We don't have a Pacific bridge front to go to and get money out of. Even, for example, there's minor things, a lot of problems with bridges here too, making a lot of walls tumbled and that, and back roads and that, where necessarily, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 days in some cases would sort them out. But again, we don't have a fund for that. And it's just a huge problem. But look, going forward, I'd hope something, when a new government forms going forward, that we can get something, some kind of policy brought on that.
Because ultimately, there's huge safety concerns over these bridges, and people's lives could be at risk if they're not repaired.
Of course they're at risk, definitely. So I agree totally with you. But at the moment, myself as a county councillor, my other colleagues as county councillors, our hands are very much tied. They really are, like, to be fair, because there's multiples of what you see, the photo there this morning of the Chrysler, the Owen Carroll Bridge there this morning. They just passed along Kelvin Pub on the M56 for people that aren't fully aware of where that may be if they're not on the road down this end. For example, people from Kenny listening and so on. There's multiples of that. The situation of similar type equally as bad out there in Garton direction there. As you go from the Green Road here in Chrysler onto Garton. I noticed the last day going to Lifford, when you go off the dual carriage, we go up there 500 yards. There's a bridge on the left as well. There's plastic shielding up there as well. So there is multiples of this all around the place. And again, obviously, depending where they are, it is quite dangerous. It's dangerous at all times, but it's particularly dangerous if the small children or so on or vulnerable animals in the area, wherever the fencing may be, where the walls tumbled. It is an area of great concern, but at the moment, Michaela, until something materializes better, we're really in a stuck as such. But I do feel going forward, like for ourselves here in Donegal, we have 5,000, over 5,000 bridges / crossings here we have here in the county of Donegal throughout our area, so it's the whole of Donegal, that is. That's a hell of a lot of maintenance alone, never mind trying to keep everything else on top of that. Then, when issues arise now, walls getting doubled, / parapets, as they're locally known as, through the council awarding. And it's all down to money, it's all down to funding. But again, we can only work with the tools we have at the minute. And unfortunately, we don't have a great set of tools at the minute. But I hope when the new government is formed here going forward, that we will somehow achieve that to get a better position on bridges. And it's something I'll be pursuing going forward as well, as I'm sure will many other councillors. Going forward as well, is trying to get a policy in place for bridges here in Donegal to have a funding pot as such, that year on year so much goes into that fund that at least then we can draw down it and get what we can done per year on bridges replaced and fixed. Because unless something like that happens, we're going to end up in the situation at the minute as the head up there in Glenties is still ongoing at the minute. There's a section of road up in Glenties, MD, they're closed at the minute. The Monty Boyle Bridge in Glenties there, it's closed, just outside of Glenties there. for some time now. And we don't want to see any more situations of that happening there, Michaela, going forward. But that will only, the only reason those situations will not happen, if the will is there from the government to put a bridge funding pot of such in place for us, Michaela. Because if that pot doesn't arise, if we can draw funds from, we're going to end up in the situation eventually, particularly in back roads, where certain bridges will have to be closed, roads will have to be closed until funding is found, as such going forward.